Senator, how has the election of Scott Brown changed the dynamics, both in the policy aspect and also the politics of 2010?
Well, before Scott Brown got elected, the Republicans had decided that they were going to be able to get away with just obstructing, saying no, stopping. And Scott Brown getting elected kind of put an exclamation point on it. But the irony is Scott Brown was the first one to vote with us on the jobs bill. To cross over. Now, after he did, Olympia Snowe and Susan Collins followed, and then George Voinovich, and then at the very end, my colleague Kit Bond crossed over. So, but Scott Brown led that in terms of voting with the Democrats. And I think the irony is the Republicans, the base of the Republican Party, saw Scott Brown as a savior to the right wing of their party. I think the moderate Democrats in the Senate see Scott Brown as a method, as a way to compromise, because I think he's going to be willing to sit down and be a moderate and talk about the middle ground, and that's how we're going to get the hard stuff done, is having some moderates that are willing to stay at the table. The Republicans walked away last August, and even though they were invited to the White House multiple times, even though we kept saying, come negotiate with us, they made a decision, a raw political calculation, that it was much better in this political environment just to spread misinformation about the bill, scare the bejesus out of people, and claim political victory.
Is there a message to an election in Massachusetts for a gathering of Democrats in Hannibal, Missouri?
Say that question again.
Is there a message from an election in Massachusetts for Democrats gathered here in Hannibal, Missouri?
Well, the party that has moderates is the party that governs. And this is a room full of moderate Democrats in this part of my state.
In the interest of time, we're just going to go ahead and start with some
Scott Brown, I think, will turn out to be a moderate. I don't think he'll be one of a right-wing member of the Senate. So we've got to be careful. We've got to make sure we're electing moderates in our party, like Robin Carnahan. And I think we can hold on to that moderate middle.